just occurred to me it occurred to me that we're very, very fortunate to have such, first of all, in Croatia, very, very nice bhajan singers.
Prvo mi je palo na tome da smo zapravo jako sretni što ovdje u Hrvatskoj imamo tako dobrog pjevača bhajana, pjevače bhajana.
Ever since I've been coming to Croatia, there's always been nice singers. One of my favorite, of course, is Slovenian, but he's in Zagreb, Sandi Panimuni.
Sve god dolazim u Hrvatsku, sam susretao jako dobre pjevače bhajana. Jedan od najomiljenijih mojih pjevača je Sandi Panimuni, koji je prije bio u Sloveniji, a sad je u Zagrebu.
But we're also very, very fortunate to have Aditya Rupika here in Rijeka.
Mi smo jako sretni što ovdje u Rijeci imamo Aditya Rupaku.
For those of you who sing like frogs, like me, and Vinata, don't worry. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur personally, of course, he didn't allow harmonium, but he personally sang off key so that people would listen to the mantra rather than the melody. But Srila Prabhupada is so kind, seeing our propensity to enjoy sense gratification and being an excellent musician himself, he encouraged us to use all sorts of instruments in chanting the holy name. But we should always remember that it is the holy name that we are interested in hearing.
Ali moramo uvijek zapamtiti da zapravo ono što želimo čuti je sveto ime.
There's a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam which says that one should first of all get people interested in the holy name and then later on introduce rules and regulations.
Postoji jedan stih u Srimad Bhagavatam koji kaže da ljude najprije treba se interesirati za sveto ime, a tek onda uvesti pravila i propise.
So, as you heard, today's lecture is about a subject matter which, as we approach the year 2000, I'm hearing more and more people, even members of ISKCON, talk about.
Večerašnje predavanje se odnosi na temu o kojoj u posljednje vrijeme, kako se približavamo 2000. godini, sve više govore ljudi, a čak i članovi ISKCON-a.
So I just wanted to add my little perspective on the issue.
Stoga sam ja htio ovdje iznijeti svoje stanovište, svoj pogled na to pitanje.
The first thing is that there are only two things that are 100% certain in this world. This was stated by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. Money in the hand and the holy name. But there is one thing also, and there's an American expression, something is as sure as, when something's 100% certain, it is as sure as death or taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Jata Shahid Dhruva Mrityur Dhruvam Janma Mrityasya Cha. That which is born is destined to die. That which has a beginning has an end. That is the nature of everything. Some living beings live in this world for a couple of weeks. For example, in our house where we're staying in Rijeka, there are lots of house flies. Not so many. So they live for 2 weeks. The house fly is born, he goes to Gurukula, he grows up, he gets married, has children, you know, goes through his whole life, everything, in 2 weeks.
Muha se rodi, ide u Gurukulu, odraste, oženi se, dobije djecu i sve to prođe, pročitav svoj život prođe kroz samo 2 tjedna.
And there are trees in different places in the world, but famous in California, that live for 10,000 years.
Na raznim mjestima u svijetu postoji drveće koje živi 10,000 godina. Najpoznatije je u Kaliforniji kako stablo.
They're called redwood trees, and some of them are easily as big as this, just the trunk of it is easily as big as this room.
Zovu se nekako, ne znam kako se zovu. Sekvoje, odlično. A deblo nekih od njih je promjera ove sobe.
But what is the value in living for 10,000 years?
Kakva je korist od tako dugog života od 10,000 godina?
Therefore in the Bhagavatam it is said, Kim pramatasya bahu bihir parokshaya hayar anayriha varam muhurtam vidate gatate shreyase yataha. Better to live in the world for one moment in full consciousness of God than to live for hundreds of years like a tree.
Zato se u Šrimad Bhagavatamu kaže da je bolje živjeti samo jedan tren u potpunoj svjesnosti Boga, nego živjeti stotinama godina poput drveta.
So everything has to die, we also have to die sooner or later.
Sve mora umrijeti, a isto tako i mi, prije ili kasnije.
So in that sense, Krishna tells Arjuna, na tvam sochitum arhasi. There's no need for lamentation or worry.
Toga Krishna kaže Arjuni, nema razloga za jadikovanje ili brigu.
You are sat Chit Ananda, you're eternal, full of knowledge and bliss as a living being. But we forget this. We falsely identify with this material body. Therefore, we need to be constantly reminded by hearing from the scripture.
Zato se neprestano moramo podsjećati na to, slušajući ono što je zapisano u pismima.
We need to be constantly reminded by the association of devotees.
Moramo se neprestano podsjećati pomoću društva bhakta.
Spiritual seekers who will tell us the truth.
Za duhovnim koji će nam prenijeti istinu.
One of my friends had a near death experience.
Jedan od mojih prijatelja se našao na rubu smrti.
So apparently he had some kind of experience where he came out of his body and he could feel and see what was going on.
I doživio je izlazak iz vlastitog tijela, mogao je osjetiti što se događa za to vrijeme naokolo.
So he told me very proudly, he said, now I'm not afraid of death, because I had this experience, I'm not afraid of death at all. So I had to tell him that that's very good, you're not afraid of death, because death is certain, it's rebirth that you have to be afraid of.
Smrti se ne bojiš jer smrt je neizbježna, ali ono čega se trebaš bojati, to je ponovno rođenje.
That you will die is not very important, but how you die, in what consciousness you die, that is important.
To što ćete umreti nije jako važno, ali je jako važno kako ćete umreti, s kojom svješću.
Antakale chamameva. Krishna says, one should smaran mukta kalevaram, one should remember me at the time of death. And however you conduct your life now, the few short years that you have, that is going to affect your thoughts at the time of death. Be sure about that.
Sasvim sigurno će utjecati na tvoje misli u trenutku smrti.
If we have any doubts, just think about your dreams.
Sumnjamo li u to? Razmislimo samo o svojim snovima.
Isn't it a fact that what you dream about at night is often affected by what you've been doing in the daytime or you've been doing that week?
Nije li činjenica da ono o čemu noću sanjate vrlo često je povezano s onim što ste činili taj dan ili tijekom proteklog tjedna?
So if we're intelligent, we will conduct our lives in such a way that whatever other things we do, at the end of our lives, we will remember God.
Ako smo inteligentni, život ćemo voditi na takav način da bez obzira što činili, kakve su druge stvari činili tijekom života, u trenutku smrti ipak ćemo se moći sjetiti Boga.
People are afraid about the state of the economy.
Ljudi su zabrinuti zbog stanja u kojem se nalazi gospodarstvo.
Here in Croatia, I'm hearing that the tourist economy is very down, and tourism is one of Croatia's biggest money earners.
Ovdje u Hrvatskoj sam čuo da je turističko gospodarstvo spalo na niske grane, a da je turizam jedan od glavnih izvora prihoda za Hrvatsku.
Taxes are increasing, now they're going to increase the price of petrol.
Porezi rastu, sad su povećali cijenu benzina.
Increasing the price of petrol means transportation will increase.
Povećanje cijene benzina znači da će se povećati troškovi prijevoza.
Foodstuffs are transported all over the country.
Hrana se prevozi cijelom zemljom.
So the price of the cost of living is going to go up, but the income is becoming less.
To znači da troškovi života rastu, a prihodi se smanjuju.
I know so many people who tell me they've been working for 6 months for some company and haven't gotten any salary.
Sam puno ljudi koji su mi rekli kako 6 mjeseci rade već u nekom poduzeću bez plaće.
The American economy, it seems like it is very robust, very powerful.
Američka ekonomija međutim izgleda prilično solidno, moćno.
But it is actually like a drop of water on a lotus leaf. Kamala dala jala jivana tala mala bajuhu haripada niti dey.
Međutim, i ona se može usporediti s kapljom vode na listu lotusa.
The American banks have loaned out so much money to the Brazilian economy, to the Russian economy, to so many fragile economies, to the Mexican economy.
Američke banke su posudile strašno puno novca Brazilu, Meksiku i sličnim vrlo labilnim krstim zemljam gospodarstvima.
The banks actually keep only 10% of the money that the public gives them on account in their banks.
Banke zapravo na tom računu zadržavaju samo 10% novca koji biva u njih uložen.
Now supposing those countries decide not to pay their loans.
Pretpostavimo da se banke, da se zemlje odluče ne plaćati više svoje zajmove.
Do you know what dominoes are?
Znate što je domino?
Yeah, you know, everybody knows what dominoes are. You play that game. There will be a domino effect if you stand one domino up and one beside the other, one beside the other, one beside the other, and you push the first one, they all come crashing down.
Posljedica toga će biti domino efekt. Kad poslažete ove kostice domina jednu za drugom i kad gurnete prvu, onda se sve sruša.
That's how the world economy is, folks.
Tako je svjetsko gospodarstvo, narode.
Politics, the political situation.
Politika, politička situacija.
There's, you know what the biggest problem, the, practically the very biggest problem in world politics is?
Znate li koji je zapravo najveći problem u svjetskoj politici?
They advertise it all the time on CNN and in other places. They have special shows dedicated to it.
Neprestano o tome govore na CNN-u i na drugim televizijama. Imaju posebne emisije u kojima o tome govore.
The biggest problem is corruption.
Najveći problem je korupcija.
Not only in Croatia.
I to ne samo u Hrvatskoj.
It's not only in Croatia that the founder creates his own memorial. And then opens it.
Ne događa se samo u Hrvatskoj da utemeljitelj sam otvara svoj vlastiti memorialni centar.
What was it, 100 million marks or something? Huge amount.
100,000
marks? More than 100,000 marks, that's a piece of cake.
Službeno 200,000 njemačkih
maraka. Unofficially talking about 100 million.
Yeah, I saw in the newspaper 100 million marks. Anyway, the same game is being played out all over the world. As long as people are subject to kam, krodh, lobh, mada, matsaya, lust, anger, greed, envy, there's going to be corruption.
Zato su ljudi podložni pokleti, požudi, zavisti, gnjevu, ludilu, postojeća i korupcija.
Just wishing or hoping or praying is not going to change things.
Nije dovoljno samo željeti, moliti se ili nadati se. To neće promijeniti stvari.
So there, the whole world is suffering because of the political situation. There are no good leaders.
I zbog takvog stanja u politici trpi cijeli svijet, nema dobrih vođa.
Jad jad acharati sheshtas tatad evitaro janaha sayat pramanam lokastad anuvartate. The common men are also corrupt. It goes from the top person all the way down to the boatman.
I običan čovjek je korumpiran. Korupcija teže od vrha države pa sve do najzadnjeg činovnika.
We go every, you know, now six times we've gone back and forth or more than that between Kirk and Rijeka.
Već smo oko šest puta putovali s Krka ovamo i natrag.
And it's so funny because those who live in Kirk, they get a little booklet and they don't have to pay the usual fee.
Oni koji žive na Krku kad prelaze most ne moraju platiti ovu mostarinu.
But they're supposed to get a receipt.
Ali bi trebali dobiti potvrdu kad pređu most.
So we've been watching and counting how many times we get a receipt.
promatrali smo i brojili koliko puta smo zapravo dobili tu potvrdu o prelasku mosta besplatno.
And guess what?
Pogodite što je bio rezultat.
They never give us a receipt. It's only as soon as you get a receipt, you look and you see it's a new person. They haven't learned how to be corrupt yet.
Skoro nikada ne dobijemo tu potvrdu. Ako i dobijemo, onda možete odmah vidjeti da je taj ko vam je dao neki novajlija koji još nije naučio kako varati.
They take that receipt, and then the next car comes through, gives cash, and they give him our receipt and keep the cash in their pocket.
Oni zadrže potvrdu i kada dođe sljedeći auto koji plaća, oni koji im da gotovinu, njemu daju tu potvrdu, a novac se drže u džepu.
What the leaders do, the common men follow.
Ono što vođe rade, to obični ljudi slijede.
Prabhupada used to say in India, even 100 years ago, men were so righteous, they were relatively God conscious.
Prabhupada je običavao govoriti da su i već prije samo stotinu godina ljudi u Indiji bili jako pravedni i zapravo su bili prilično svjesni Boga.
A man believed that there was someone watching him.
Ljudi su vjerovali da postoji netko koji ih promatra.
Krishna says anumanta upadrashtam cha, that he is the overseer, the witness.
Krishna kaže da je on sve nadzire, da je on svjedok.
You all know the story of Sakshi Gopal. So, a common cloth merchant keeps a set of books according to how much cloth he's sold and how much he's received, how much money he's received.
Običan trgovac tkaninom vodi knjigovodstvo u kojem pažljivo bilježi koliko je tkanine prodao, koliko je novaca primio.
And they have a custom, and all the cloth merchants generally, many, many do it even today, that at the beginning of the financial year, they take their books and they bring Brahmins and they do a whole worship of the books and put the swastika on it, not Adolf Hitler swastika, but religious swastika.
Svoje knjige donesu, te računovodstvene knjige donesu pred bramane koji ih onda obožavaju i stave ovaj znak svastike na njih, ne ovaj Hitlerove svastike, nego izvorne svastike.
And Prabhupada said up to 100 years ago a man could go into a court of law and use his books as evidence in the court.
I Prabhupada kaže da prije 100 godina ljudi su mogli te knjige podnijeti u sud i na sud i iskoristiti ih kao dokaz.
Because the leaders of the community were honest people and therefore the common men followed.
Jer su vođe zajednice bili pošteni ljudi i onda su to slijedili obični ljudi.
Y2K, everyone's I'm sure heard so much about that.
Sigurno ste svi čuli o
It is basically a hoax. There is a problem with dates and computers, but it's not going to bring about the end of the world.
Postoji problem s datumima i s kompjuterima, ali on neće dovesti do smaka svijeta.
Anybody who bought a computer after 1980-85, they're not going to have that problem anyway.
Svi vlasnici kompjutera koji je proizveden nakon 1985.
Why to the The actual Y2K means year 2, and then K means 1000, year 2000. And there is a mistake in the programming of computers which cannot recognize the year 2000.
Kraćenica se odnosi na 2000. godinu, zato jer je u programima kompjutera ugrađena pogreška, tako da oni ne mogu prepoznati tu godinu 2000.
But most of the Western world, most of the big economies, the G7 as they call themselves, the major economies, they've already spent billions of dollars to compensate for the problem.
Ali većina velikih svjetskih gospodarstava, G7 kako se nazivaju, već su potrošili milijarde dolara kako bi riješili taj problem.
There will be something. There will be some problems for a few days, a few weeks after the year 2000.
Nešto će se dogoditi. Nekoliko dana nakon 2000-te biće nekakvih problema možda.
Everything is tied into computers. Transportation, communication, so many things.
Sve je povezano s kompjuterima. Prijevoz, komunikacije, puno drugih stvari.
Banking.
Banke.
They're all connected through computers. So if there's a problem with our computer society, theoretically everything will collapse.
Svi su oni povezani putem kompjutera. I onda ako u tom društvu kompjutera dođe do nekog problema, teoretski izgleda da će sve propasti.
But many, many years ago, people were predicting that there would be great difficulties in the next millennium and the world would change and there would be no more electricity.
Ali prije puno, puno godina ljudi su predvidjeli da će u sljedećem tisućljeću biti problema sa strujom, da neće biti struje.
So Srila Prabhupada commented, no, there will always be electricity because we have to print our books.
No, Srila Prabhupada u komentar na te izjave je bio, ne, struje će uvijek biti, jer mi moramo tiskati svoju knjigu.
And of course, one of the more famous, what would you call him?
Prophets.
One of the more famous persons who predicted the future was Nostradamus.
Naravno, jedan od najglasovitih proroka koji je predvidio budućnost je bio Nostradamus.
Now, if you look at Nostradamus's life, there were some interesting things about him.
Osvrnemo li se na Nostradamusov život, uočit ćemo u njemu neke zanimljivosti.
He was born in the 16th century, 1503, I think he was born in France.
Čini mi se da je bio rođen 1503. u Francuskoj.
He was of Jewish origin, but he converted and became a Catholic.
Porijeklom je bio Židov, ali se preobratio i postao kršćanin, katolik.
Non pratike. Most Catholics in France, they say, I am Catholic, non pratique.
Većina katolika u Francuskoj kaže, ja sam katolik, ali ne primjenjujem to.
Not practicing, yeah. He was a very brilliant man in terms of his studies. He was very good at languages, mathematics, astrology, learned astrology from his grandfather.
Bio je vrlo učen čovjek, bistar, bio dobar u matematici i naročito astrologiji koju je naučio od svog djeda.
He decided to become a doctor.
Odlučio da će postati liječnik.
And he was also known as an alchemist.
A bio je poznati kao alkemičar.
He gained some fame as a doctor because around that time they had a great deal of trouble in Europe with the Black Plague.
Stekao je slavu kao liječnik jer je u to vrijeme Evropom harala crna kuga.
Millions of people were killed all over Europe by the Black Plague.
Koja je diljem Evrope ubila milijone ljudi.
So the usual cure was bloodletting. That was their medicine practice. They would.
Uobičajeni lijek za sufuku je bilo puštanje krvi.
But Nostradamus achieved some fame by curing people of the Black Plague, it seems, without bloodletting.
No, Nostradamus je izgleda uspio ljude izliječiti od kuge bez puštanja krvi i tako je stekao slavu.
Later on, he got married and had children, and the Black Plague returned, and his whole family was wiped out. So, although he became famous for curing people, he couldn't cure his own family, and that distressed him a lot. So then he began to wander. He left his home and he began to wander around Europe. And it was at that time he discovered that he had a talent for predicting the future. This is quite possible for a very few people.
Nekolicina ljudi ima taj dar.
It is probably something that they picked up from a previous lifetime.
To je najvjerojatnije nešto što dolazi još iz prošlog njihovog života.
Yogis are, by their austerity, they're often referred to as Trikalagya. They can see past, present, and future. Trikala, the three phases of time.
Zahvaljujući strogostima koje vrše, jogije često nazivaju tri kala dja, zato što poznaju prošlost, sadašnjost i budućnost.
A bhakti yogi may develop such siddhi, but he certainly never makes a show.
Bhakti yogi može razviti siddhi, ali nikad od njih ne pravi predstavu.
Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Mukti Bhukti Siddhi Kami Shokali Ashanta. Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Atayav Shanta. That the yogi, he develops some siddhi, it's called Siddhi Kami, but that entangles him in material life and he falls down from his spiritual position.
Zato je gospodin Čeitan je rekao da jogi razvija neke sidije, ali pomoću njih se on zapravo samo dalje zapetljava u materialni život i tako pada sa svog duhovnog položaja.
So Nostradamus was famous for many things that took place in his life. He made over 1,000 predictions.
Nostradamus je dakle bio poznat po raznim stvarima. On je predvidio više od 1000 događaja.
According to some historians, over half of them have actually proved true.
Neki povjesničari tvrde da je više od polovice tih predviđenja da se već ispunilo.
And some are still in the future.
A neka od njih se još odnose na budućnost.
There were situations where once he was walking somewhere in Italy and he came across a group of Franciscan monks. So immediately he fell down at the feet of one of the monks, grabbed his feet and began to address him as Holy Father.
I uhvatio ga za stopala i počeo mu se obraćati kao svetom ocu.
Turns out the man was a pig farmer in his past life and people asked him, why did you do something like that?
Ispalo je da je čovjek u prošlom životu
prethodnom životu
gajao svinje. Ljudi su ga pitali, zašto si to učinio?
Some 19 years later, that man became the Pope.
Međutim, 19 godina nakon toga, čovjek je postao papa.
So there were many incidents like that. in Nostradamus' life.
Poate puna takih događaja u Nostradamusovom životu.
Actually, by the way, that name Nostradamus is obviously a Latin name. His former name was Nostradame, Nostradam.
I usput budi rečeno, to ime Nostradamus je latinsko ime. Njegovo prijašnje ime je bilo Nostradame, Nostradam.
Born name was Michel de Nostradame, or Nostradam, I guess in French you would say. Michel de Nostradam.
Michel de Nostradam je bilo njegovo ime kad se rodio.
His main three predictions were about the Antichrist.
Osnovna tri njegova proročanstva odnose se na Antikrista.
He didn't say anything about the anti-Krishna, but he went on to
anti-Christ.
That he left for somebody else. Anyway, there's some evidence that he predicted the advent of Napoleon.
Međutim, postoje neki dokazi da je predvidio da će se pojaviti Napoleon.
It's relatively clear. He predicted his appearance, he predicted his defeat, he predicted his being sent to Elba, and he predicted Waterloo.
Prilično jasno da je prorokovao da će se pojaviti Napoleon, da će izgubiti, da će ga poslati na Elbu, u tu bitku kod Waterloo.
He also described Hitler quite clearly. Now this is right around the time of Lord Chaitanya. He didn't say a word about Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya was 1486, so right around the same time. He did predict trouble in this year. Including a major world war. Watch out for an Arab with a blue turban. I mean, there are some, you could say, demoniac people of Arab origin out there who are causing the world a lot of distress.
Zapravo mogli bismo reći da postoji nekolicina demonskih ljudi arapskog porijekla tu u svijetu koji uzrokuju puno nevolja.
Right from our friend Sodom.
Počevši s prijateljem Sodomom.
To the multi-billionaire Bin Laden.
Do multimilionera Bin Ladena.
I don't know, have you heard of Bin Laden?
Most people?
He made billions of dollars mostly selling drugs and arms. But he is a deeply fundamentalist Muslim.
Ali je musliman fundamentalista.
He was believed to be responsible for the bombing of the U.S. embassies.
Smatrate da je on odgovoran za bombardiranje američkih ambasada.
He's staying somewhere in Afghanistan.
Prebiva negdje u Afganistanu.
He actually lives very simply. He lives with his people. He's not licentious in any way. He has money, he has following, and he's determined to destroy the American and NATO aggressors.
Ima novac, ima sljedbenike i odlučan je u namjeri da uništi Amerikance i agresore, NATO i agresore.
He's so dangerous that the Americans actually fired missiles from some of their warships, which are close to Afghanistan, into the desert area where Bin Laden was supposed to be staying.
Toliko je opasan da su Amerikanci sa svojih ratnih brodova u blizini Afganistana ispalili rakete u pravcu pustinje u kojoj se pretpostavlja da on boravi.
And apart from all of this, there are so many miseries out there that we don't know what is going to happen.
Pored svega toga, postoji još tako puno problema i nevolja u svijetu da se ne zna što će se dogoditi.
So how are we going to survive?
I onda, kako ćemo preživjeti?
Well, Srila Prabhupada once mentioned, when asked about a nuclear war, that the devotee will look up and see an atomic bomb coming and say, oh, here comes Krishna.
Jednom prilikom kad su Srila Prabhupada pitali o atomskom ratu, onda je on odgovorio da kada se to dogodi, Bhakta će pogledati u vid i kad vidi atomsku bombu kako stiže, reći će, o, evo dolazi Krishna.
In other words, Krishna says, I am death.
Drugim riječima, Krishna kaže, ja sam smrt.
Mrityu sarva harascham. He says, I am time, the destroyer of worlds.
Krishna kaže, ja sam vrijeme, uništavatelj svjetova.
There's a nice example, and someone who follows the process of bhakti yoga sincerely, he will actually appreciate the difference in the two sides of this example. A cat carries her kittens in her teeth.
Mačka mačića nosi u zubima.
Cats have very sharp teeth. They're not vegetarians.
A mači zubi su jako oštri, jer mačke nisu vegetarijanci.
A cat also carries a rat in her teeth. Or his teeth, whatever. The kittens feel the warm, cuddling teeth of mother.
Mačići osjećaju tople, nježne majčine zube.
You know that word cuddling?
No, I invented it.
Something like kuchi kuchi kuchi, no.
Yeah, I think I know, but
something
I
like special handling.
Mm.
Whereas the rat feels the cold, cruel teeth of death. Believe it or not, a devotee is far less disturbed by the trauma of death than a non-devotee.
Vjerovali li ne, bhaktu trauma smrti puno manje uznemirljuje nego abhaktu.
Let's go back to the beginning.
Vratimo se na početak.
We all have to die.
Svi moramo umreti.
Today, tomorrow, the next day.
Danas, sutra, dan iza toga.
Nobody can say how many breaths we are destined to breathe.
Nitko ne zna koliko nam je još udica preostalo.
But everyone has an exact quota of breaths.
Ali svatko ima određen broj udica.
Yamaraj has a giant mainframe computer and no Y2K problems.
Yamaraj ima izvrstan ogromni kompjuter i nema problema sa ovim.
So he knows everything about us in every way.
On zna sve o nama do najsitnijih detalja.
And we get exactly what we deserve in this world.
I stoga u ovom svijetu dobijemo točno ono što zaslužujemo.
According to our karma. Now, devotees are compassionate to the suffering people in the world, but the people who are born in Rwanda, they were born there because of their past karma, bad karma, danger in the world. Nobody wants distress, but it comes. I used to give the example, just like in the city, no one wants fire. But all the time you hear the fire engine passing by. I don't know if that was a fire engine or what. Somebody's in trouble. Miseries are taking place in this material world, one after the other.
Problemi i nevolje su dio ovog materijalnog svijeta i neprestano se smjenjuju jedna za drugom.
And ultimately we have to die.
A na kraju moramo umreti.
Actually, death in a way is exciting.
Zapravo, na izvjetan način smrt je uzbudljiva.
You get to see if all this philosophy is true or not.
U tom trenu možete provjeriti je li sva ova filozofija istinita ili nije.
You have to die sooner or later anyway, and you can't control when it is.
Prije ili kasnije, i kako morate umrijeti, a ne možete kontrolirati kada će to biti.
So therefore, we should give up this bodily identification.
Toga trebamo odbaciti poistovjećivanje s tijelom.
Saintly persons, self-realized souls, men with perfect brains, they could remember everything they heard.
Svete osobe, samospoznate osobe, ljudi sa savršenim mozgom, mogu razumjeti sve što su ikad, mogu zapamtiti sve što su ikad čuli.
They have encouraged us that we can live on a spiritual platform even in this material world.
Oni su nas ohrabrili da čak i u ovom materijalnom svijetu možemo živjeti na duhovnoj razini.
Padma Padmamivambasa, just like the lotus leaf is in the water but not touched by the water.
Kao što je lotosov cvijet u vodi, ali ga voda ne dodiruje.
Karmana manasa gira nikila svapi avasta su jivan mukta su uchite. If we act with our body, mind and words dovetailed in Krishna's service, we can be liberated even now before death.
Ako tijelo, um i riječ uključimo u služenje Krišne, možemo biti oslobođeni čak i sada, prije smrti.
A devotee has to learn how to be peaceful in any situation.
Bhakta mora naučiti kako biti spokojan u svakoj situaciji.
Sparga apavargasya Narakeshvapi Tulyarti Darshina. Whether the devotee is in the most opulent material situation or the devotee is in a very difficult condition.
Bilo da bhakta živi u velikoj raskoši ili u jako teškom, ili se nalazi u jako teškom stanju.
Sukha duke same kritva. He has to be equanimical, peaceful, satisfied. Matra sparshas tu kondeya sitoshna sukha dukada. Just like sita ushna, just like summer and winter seasons. In India, ladies, especially in the villages, they cook with real live fire.
Kao što se smjenjuju ljetno i zimsko godišnje doba. U Indiji žene kukaju na pravoj vatri.
Actually the food is much, much tastier when you cook with wood or even coal or especially cow dung. It gives the best taste to the food.
Zapravo hrana puno ukusnija kada je pripravljena na vatri od drveta i od ugljena, a najbolje gorivo je kravlja balerina. Ona daje najbolju hranu.
The point is that sometimes those kitchens become quite hot.
Međutim, ponekad je u tim kuhinjama jako vruće.
Now, in the winter time, that's quite all right. In fact, people who are not cooks even sometimes come in the kitchen to help out. But in the summertime, it's like hell. But the lady still has to cook. It's not that they all go out to Govinda's restaurant every night in the summertime. They'd soon go bankrupt. Tamsta tikshasvavarta. You have to learn to tolerate the miseries of the material world. You know that life is temporary. You know that your sadhana, your chanting, will help you remember Krishna at the time of death. You know that at the time of death you'll be transferred to Krishna's abode, mamu peti tu konteya. Punar janma na vidyate, you won't take birth again in this miserable place. So while you're here, be steady, be calm, tolerate what is happening. Krishna says, Yantra Rudani Maya, Brahmayan Sarva Bhutani. I am directing the wanderings of all living beings. You are not the master of your fate or the captain of your destiny, as the poet said. You are not that. You are always being controlled. Not only you, everybody in this world. It's not what happens to you, what hurts you. It's how you react to what happens to you that hurts you. You can't stop your karma coming at you. But you can control your mind and pray to Krishna. So that you can clean all your karma in this lifetime. And Krishna says, Konteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranasyati. Arjuna declared boldly, my devotee will never be vanquished.
Krishna kaže, Arjuna, hrabro izjavi da moj bhakta nikada ne propada.
Moksha yishami mashu chaha. Don't worry, I will liberate my devotees.
Ne brini, ja ću svoj bhakta osloboditi.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Rake Krishna mareke, mare Krishna rakeke. If Krishna wants to protect you, no one can do anything to you. And if Krishna wants to destroy someone, then there's no one in the universe who can protect him. So what does that mean to us? What value is that to us? It means we have to take shelter of Krishna. We have to learn to depend upon him for everything. Utsahan nischaya darya. We have to be enthusiastic in his service. We have to be determined to overcome our mind and the obstacles, and we have to be patient.
Trebamo biti odlučni u savladavanju prepreka i trpljenja.
So that is how we are going to survive in this 19th century, 20th century, in the 21st century, and eternally.
Na taj ćemo način preživjeti u ovom 20. stoljeću, u 21. i vječnom.
There is nothing that anyone can conjure up, that anyone can invent, that anyone can imagine, that can defeat Krishna.
Ne postoji ništa što bi itko mogao zamisliti, smisliti da pobjedi Krishna.
There are two kinds of persons in this world. There are the devotees and there are the non-devotees or demons.
U ovom svijetu postoje dvije vrste ljudi. To su bhakte i oni koji to nisu, demoni.
Sanjaya's conclusion after seeing the battle of Kurukshetra was that wherever there is Krishna, yatra yogeshwara krishna, yatra partho danurdaraha, tatra shir vijayo bhutir dhruvanitir matir mama. There will always be opulence, victory, everything positive.
Nakon što je vidio bitku na Kurukshetri, Sanjaya je zaključio da gdje god je Krishna, tamo će biti obilja, pobjede i svega pozitivnog.
Just see, the Kauravas, Duryodhana, he had a chance to engage Krishna on his side, but he chose Krishna's army instead of Krishna.
Pogledajte samo, Duryodhana je imao priliku dobiti Krishnu na svoju stranu. Međutim, umjesto Krishne, on je izabrao Krishnu vojsku.
Even at the very end, just before the war, Krishna went to Hastinapur, and in the assembly hall, he manifested his universal form.
Čak i neposredno pred sam rat, Krishna je otišao u Hastinapur i tamo je u toj dvorani skupštinskoj očitovao, prikazao je svoj kosmički oblik.
He showed everyone present, all the great kings and soldiers, everyone, who he was and what power he had.
Svim okupljenima, svim tim velikim kraljevima, pokazuje zapravo tko je on i kakve moći posjeduje.
But only the devotees could appreciate it.
Ali samo su bhakte to znali cijeniti.
Duryodhana was too materially attached, and even though he knew Krishna was the supreme, he still didn't change his life.
Duryodhana je bio previše vezan za materijalne stvari, iako je znao da je Krishna svevišnji, nije promijenio svoj život.
When Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago, he did so many wonderful things.
Kada se prije 5,000 godina Krishna pojavio, on je napravio puno predivnih stvari.
He killed Putana when he was a tiny child, a giant demoness. He easily killed her just by sucking her breast.
Kada je bio malo dijete, ubio je Putanu, ogromnu demonicu, tako što je sisao njezine grudi.
He killed Kansa, the king, the most powerful king in the region.
Bio je Kansu, najmoćniji kralja u tom predjelu.
He lifted Govardhan Hill, he swallowed Talavan forest fire. He did so many wonderful things. But hardly 100 people recognized him, who he was. So this opportunity that we have to make our lives successful is something that will be appreciated by devotees.
Ovu priliku da svoj život učinimo uspješnim mogu cijeniti bhakte.
Nobody is going to be prepared to make the sacrifices that a devotee will make to please Krishna.
Niko drugi nije spreman učiniti žrtvovanja koje je bhakta spreman učiniti za Krishna zadovoljstvo.
The only way that we can protect ourselves is by taking full shelter of Krishna.
Jedini način na koji se možemo zaštititi je tako da u potpunosti prihvatimo Krišnine okrilje.
It doesn't matter what Nostradamus said. It doesn't matter how the economy is. It doesn't matter about anything.
Nije važno što je Nostradamus rekao. Nije važno kako je stanje gospodarstvo. Sve to uopće nije važno.
Always remember, Reiki Krishna Marike, Mari Krishna Reiki Ke. No, Rake. Rake, I'm sorry. If Krishna, Reiki won't protect you either.
Ni Reiki vas neće zaštititi. Uvijek se sjetite ove izjave Rake Krishna Marike.
Hare Krishna. Are there any questions?